producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Our lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. We are your prescription for change, and we're going to kick it off right now with Shannon. Hi, Shannon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. How can I help?
My dad is 79 and has been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Okay.
He also has cystitis of the bladder, and he doesn't really know what option. They've told him surgery isn't an option due to his age and the length of the surgery, and that radiation could destroy his bladder, and that hormone therapy would deplete him of his testosterone and would not cure the cancer, could possibly just keep it at the level it is, which is a 4.3, which they're telling him is equivalent to a 7 on the 1.10 scale, and that he needs to do something. But he really does not know what approach to take. So I just kind of wanted to know what your take on it was.
My thoughts are...
Yeah.
Well, with prostate, here's the deal. The good news is that typically it's a slow grower, which that's a good thing. But, of course, with any cancer, you don't want to just leave it sitting there and do nothing. So I get your, you know, this is our oncologist that we're talking about, right? He's giving you this information.
Right. Well, he's also spoke to a urologist who's still thinking that, you know, surgery is an option. And then my husband has come across a surgery that is robotically done that's about an hour and 50 minutes.
Right.
He does have an enlarged heart, a little bit overweight. Besides that, pretty good health. So we've had some problems with the biopsy. First, it came back a 3.4. They said it's nothing. You don't even need to do anything. You're going to outlive the cancer. But then it went to the correct lab, and they came back. They said, no, it's a 4.3, and you're going to have to do something. So it's been sent off to Johns Hopkins. We haven't gotten that information back on their read yet. But, of course, he's just a little bit beside himself.
I'm sure. Well, here's the deal. Prostate cancer, it all depends on the severity, and there's definitely different schools of thought. Now, we've seen success, and have been many patients that have gone through it with both ways. I'm not a big fan. The options are they wanted to radiate, correct?
Well, correct. And they also said they could do radiation and hormone therapy, but he is still running risk with this cystitis of destroying his bladder.
And that's the challenging part.
Yeah,
that's the challenging part, right. Now, so the seed implants, they talked to you about that?
No.
I haven't. Okay. When they do radiation, they put the little seed implants in the prostate, and that, of course, is what helps, what they think helps anyway, with getting rid of the cancer cells. And that's one thing to help keep it at bay. The hormone therapy, obviously, dropping down his testosterone. Really, it's a tough call, and it's hard for me to tell you what my thoughts are, because it's a real challenging place to be in. And I mean, it's almost like you're at a fork in the road, and neither fork is a real good one.
Correct. Yes, that's what we keep beating our head up against the wall.
You got to look at quality of life.
Well, and that's it too. You know, we had talked about the fact that if his bladder did go down, I think if he had to be on some kind of colostomy type system, that the element of depression regarding that would just be tremendous. He's a very active 79, not necessarily, you know, athletically, but he goes constantly. He still sells equipment. You know, he's still very active, and I'm a little bit concerned with that aspect of the radiation part. And I know it's still iffy whether it would affect the bladder, but I didn't know if you had any other takes on options.
Well, the only other options, I mean, you run the risk of, when you go to the radiation, you do run the risk of the bladder, of course. Now, you can, no, regardless of what you do, you're going to need to support the prostate and support the body in that way, because you've got to help the body do everything it can to rebuild the good, new, healthy cells.
Right.
Have to. And there's a whole protocol that you can do to support the prostate, whether you're dealing with cancer or not. It's the same way. And the great thing about the prostate is it responds very well. And so any kind of cancer, which does take a long time to form, by the way, and now he's in the place where he has it. But the good news is that things can change fairly quickly for the good.
Okay.
So when you're in a point where you've got to pick treatment like he is right now, I would. It's a tough call, because I do think you need to, let me put it this way. I think it's crazy if you do nothing. I think it's smart to do treatment. But if you're going to do treatment, you're going to need to radically be changing his lifestyle to the point where you're making the right kind of choices to rebuild his good, new, healthy cells for the prostate. And that means doing things, taking things like zinc, salt palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, increasing cod liver oil for the omega-3 fats. I'm not a big fan of dropping the testosterone all the way down. Just not. I've seen the research. I know it's standard. And at the end of the day, you have to go with your oncologist. You do. You do.
They are telling him, and which I know you probably can't say, but you know, he's in South Carolina. We are in Oklahoma. They're telling him Johns Hopkins is probably where he needs to go.
It's a great place.
And so, he's wanting to come here and at least get an opinion with cancer treatment centers here in Oklahoma, which I told him, you know, second opinions are great. And
third opinions are even better.
Right. And that's why I told him, I said, you're just going to have to kind of research. We'll do what we can, and then you're just going to have to follow peace on it because, like you said, it's a fork and neither one's the best option. So...
I will tell you this. If you want me to kind of find a happy medium and give you my opinion, the reason I'm not treading lightly, because I'm just being honest, because here at the end of the day, even if we were in the clinical setting right now and any of my team of physicians were sitting around you helping you make the right choice, at the end of the day, it's your decision or his decision.
Right.
And you want to make the most informed decision. I get that, and I know that's why we're talking right now. But the one, if I could tell you one thing to not push back, but ask if you could work with them on, if they go the route of radiation, ask them if you can forego the testosterone and if you could take something to strictly block the DHT part of the testosterone, because there are drugs that do that. And there's drugs that can lower estrogen too, the Arimidex, that can help. And they would give you drugs that would increase estrogen, which is not a good thing. And I just am not a big fan of that part of it. So if there's one area that they might be a little flexible with you on, I would ask for that and say, is there any way we could lighten up on lowering the testosterone and do something to block DHT? Now, if they may fight you on that, and I'm definitely not an oncologist, and they're very educated. However, physiology is physiology of the body, and we've all studied it as physicians in any capacity. So I would just challenge you to encourage them and just ask them, is that something they could do? And that could be a benefit to that fork in the road on call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. What are you struggling with right now? The diabetes, heart disease,
You've been dealing with arthritis, maybe a little bit of fibromyalgia, or you have some anxiety or depression and really don't know where to turn, you could turn here. And this is what we do. It's who we are. We can be your second, your third, your fourth, your fifth opinion to give you some answers, about common sense answers toward your health to help you make the right kind of decisions that you need to make, steer you in the right direction, because our health really is our greatest wealth. Make sure to sign up for our weekly email newsletter. Join that email list. It's absolutely free. Cost you nothing. We don't blow you up like most people do with a bunch of information. We just stay clear of that. And also, Facebook and Twitter, both stay in touch. We've got a new live event coming. Dates are coming soon. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the show, darling.
Thank you, Dr. Asa. I appreciate so much your taking my call, and God bless you as you give wisdom to people to know what to do.
Thank you. My dad
is 77, and he's had several strokes, TIAs. He has a shunt, and he has had a couple of seizures, and one because of arrhythmia of the heart. And he's on 14 different meds right now. And my question is, I'm wondering about the medications, because he's a pharmacist and knows all about these meds. Mm-hmm. He stopped wanting to take his medicine, and I believe very much in what God's given us through natural to help us out. And I wanted to ask you specifically about giving him some liquid magnesium calcium supplement, and also B complex to kind of help, I guess, wean him away from these other meds. He's also on Dilantin, and I'm not going to name all the meds, of course, tonight, but there are three or four that are blood pressure medicines, very high dosages, and I wanted to ask you specifically about some things to give him naturally that might taste a little better. We've been having to crush the meds up because he was having trouble swallowing, but I thank God that he's even alive now. It's really a miracle. What can we do to get him more on some natural things, and what would be the best to give him?
Well, how active is he? Can he be active at all right now, or is he?
Yes, absolutely. He's mobile. He's catheterized right now, but other than the catheter, he's just doing great.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start here, because it sounds like there's several things that's going on. Tell me the list of diagnoses that he's had.
Okay. Of course, let's see here.
High blood pressure, right?
That's correct. Also, he's had a bladder infection, and because he was unable to empty his bladder totally, they had to catheterize him. And I think that infection's pretty well cleared up for right now, but they've got to keep that in until they can do a procedure. Also, depression. He takes thyroid medication. And those are the basic ones right now. Also, they've given him Plavix. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention these.
It doesn't matter. We're not speaking negatively about it, so it's okay. Go ahead.
Got you. And let's see here. I think those are the main ones right now.
Okay. All right. Well, here's kind of the bottom line. The first thing you always want to go after is blood pressure. I mean, that's kind of the head honcho of everything he's been diagnosed with. Thyroid issues are important to take care of, but I would look after the high blood pressure first.
Okay.
Now, because that's the one that long-term, typically or technically, you're told that you've got to be on those medications the rest of your life to manage that. Right. Well, there's several things that can happen. Magnesium is not a bad idea, so I understand you going that route. But I would let's go back a step further and look at what he's eating every single day, because supplements are not our best medicine. Food's our best medicine.
Okay.
So talk to me about that, because unless that changes within him, nothing else is going to change. So are you on top of what he's eating? I mean, could you tell me breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what he's doing every day?
Not a lot of greens, I can tell you that right off the bat. He loves fruit and a little bit of meat, but mainly starches. He loves macaroni and cheese and fried chicken and those kind of comfort things. And Crystal, but he's not very much into his greens like he should be.
Okay. Well, that needs to change, because nothing's going to change in his health and in his body unless he changes.
Right.
So his habits have to change before anything else is going to change. So I would get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and I would get
Empowering Your Health.
It's at all the bookstores. You can also go to empoweringyourhealth.com and get that. But there's a diet in there called the anti-inflammatory diet.
Yeah, and I would begin to that.
I would follow that to a T because it's going to have all the foods he can eat and all the foods that he should avoid.
Okay.
And it'll list those out, and there's a lot of them, so he's not going to be real restricted, but there's certain barriers that he'll need to stick by that'll make a big difference. And then also, I would, with blood pressure is kind of funny, but there's several things that you can do that can help stabilize blood pressure, but you can't just come off medications. You need to do things for a certain period of time and kind of see how the body's reacting. And once the blood pressure, along with the medication, gets really low, that's when you know you can start weaning off, and your physician will need to help you do that.
Okay.
So that's kind of the telltale sign. The first thing I would do, you can use, I would use L-arginine and L-citrulline. Both of those are amino acids.
Okay.
And so those together have been shown to help with blood pressure. Also, NADH, which is a version of vitamin B3, which is niacin. And then also potassium iodide. Potassium iodide works very well. And for exercise for him, would it bother him to, I know he's, when's the catheter's going to come out soon, right?
Well, it just depends on if the procedure that they do at the urologist's office works or not. And I don't know exactly what they're planning on doing there.
All right. Well, if it works.
Because of the large prostate.
Sure. All right. Well, the prostate, that's another. See, there's another animal right there, BPH. So BPH is something we definitely need to work on so we get the catheter out. That is not hard to get to come down on the swelling. And the way you want to handle that, 100 milligrams of zinc every single day, along with 2 milligrams of copper, 1,500 milligrams of salt palmetto, 14 grams of pumpkin seed oil, and also have him eat an avocado every single day. Please get my book. It's got all this stuff in it, and it will help you because where he is right now is a challenging place, but he can get his body functioning much better because he needs to be jumping up and down on a mini trampoline 5 to 20 minutes a day. That's going to help get his blood pressure down, one of the best exercises for it. This is On Call.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Coach, you're listening. On call the show, this is Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. What are you struggling with right now? What is it? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, depression, anxiety, whatever it is, great or small, just know this. We're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Why the body can change. Can change as easy as 1, 2, 3. Literally, as easy as you can make up your mind that you want to get well. To go from one place with your health to another. Radical changes equal radical results with our health. And you have to be willing to do that. But the one thing is, you have to make the decision that you want to get well. That is really the toughest barrier with anyone. And I have people ask me all the time, especially with television interviews and whatnot. They say, Dr. Issel, what is the toughest health challenge or disease process that you've ever faced? And it's funny because they're thinking that I'm going to say something like Lou Gehrig's disease or some kind of disease they've never even heard of that everybody had to look up in their textbook or Google on the internet. And it's not. It's the person that doesn't want to get well. That is the greatest challenge with anyone. Is a person that's been diagnosed with something that's challenging, yet they're not willing to make the changes in their life and they're not willing to do anything. And they don't have an anything or a whatever it takes attitude. They don't have that. They want to keep doing what they're doing, living how they've been living, and not willing to change certain things in their life to make their health better, to make their life better, so that they can be better. That the quality of life is not the most important thing to them. It's instant gratification, what's in front of them right now. And if you have that mindset, whether it's with food or with anything else that's going to damage your health, you'll never be able to live the life that you're called to live, designed to live. You'll never have that. So regardless of what it is, if it's cancer, if it's heart disease, if it's stroke, if it is, and lifestyle is everything. The food we eat, the water we drink, the air that we breathe, the exercise that we get or don't get, the rest that we get, having healthy relationships, staying away from toxins in the environment, emotional toxicity, there is such a thing, and staying away from that and surrounding yourself with great people. What separates somebody that has cancer with a bad attitude and somebody that has cancer with a good attitude? One person dies, the other one doesn't. What's up with that? It has to do with their attitude. Attitude really is everything. What kind of attitude do you have right now? You've been given a diagnosis and you don't know what to do? You scared? Is everybody around you just giving you the woe is me and the boo-hoos and, well, you know, grandma had it. I remember years ago grandma had it. Now you have it. And it's all over. Well, mom's fat, so now you're fat. No, you've been stuffing your face just like mom did. You don't have the fat gene. That's a bunch of bunk. You just need to stop eating so much. You need to start following right principles like we do here on the show. Anti-inflammatory diet. You need to start watching the things that you do with your health every single day. And your life will change. You can lose the weight. You can have better health. But you have to be willing to do whatever it takes. It's a whatever it takes attitude. Those are the kind of people that are successful. And it has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with a mindset. And it has everything to do with what you want out of your life. You get one health, one body. What are you going to do to take care of it? Your health is a gift. And what you do with your health is your gift of giving back. Because you can never be the mother, can never be the father, can never be the grandpa, the grandma. You can never be the son, the daughter. You can never be the co-worker that you were designed to be if you don't have your health. You know, if you lose it, you lose everything. So what are you doing today? What kind of choices are you going to make right now? Right now. To make a difference in your life. Because if you make a difference in your life, you can make a difference in other people's lives. And it's not selfishness. People think, well, if I stay around and I take time for myself to go exercise or to take an extra 10 minutes to cook a better meal, then I'm being selfish. You're not being selfish. You're being selfless when you take care of yourself. The greatest thing I do all day long, I serve patients in the clinic. I'm here on the radio for you. I have a family, I have a wife to take care of. The 35 to 45 minutes that I take for myself in the morning, early, is one of the most selfless times of the day. Because by doing that, it empowers me to do what I'm called to do and to take care of you, but more importantly, to take care of my wife and my family. So, what kind of decisions are you making today? Because if you're making the kind of decisions and you're telling me excuses of how you can't do the right thing, you can't eat right, you can't go and exercise, you can't get up an extra 30 minutes during the day and go do something and get your body moving, then what are you really doing? Your excuses. Don't ever use the word try. Try means nothing. Either do it or don't. Because there's other people around you right now that care enough about you that need you to be well. And if you're stuck with a diagnosis and you're taking four medications and the doctors have told you you'll never get well, I've got news for you. They may be physicians, but they're not the great physician. They're not the ones that custom designed you. There's another physician that did that. He knows every intricate detail within you. So stop listening to other people, respect their opinions, but stop listening to them and listening to the inside of you. You have the greatest physician ever on the inside of you that knows exactly what to do, but you have to be the one to make the decision that you want to get well. And that, my friend, is where everything lies. I see it every single day. And I can handpick you a person that decided that they want to get well and they don't have diabetes anymore. And I can tell you a person that decided they didn't want to get well, weren't willing to make radical changes in their life and get the radical results that they're looking for. And I can show you a person that still has diabetes. And maybe they're taking one or two more medicines today than they did last year because they're not willing. You have to have a whatever it takes attitude. If you do, then you will come out of most any health challenge that you're diagnosed with. Most. There's genetic components that sometimes we can't overcome. But for the most part, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. You can overcome And don't let anyone, especially don't listen to yourself, tell yourself that you can't overcome it. I see it every single day. And if I see it clinically, I'm telling you this, that you can. But you have to be willing. You have to want to get well. This is On Call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are full, but keep calling right now. We're going to go to Laura. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr.
Hey, darling.
Hey. I wanted to ask you about, in the past couple of years, I've already made some major changes to how I eat. And I know that I don't exercise as much as I should. But my main problem is I have muscle cramps and spasticity in my legs that it's just increased. It's gotten worse and worse over the years. I had been struggling with some problems with weight. I changed my diet, started following a naturopathic diet, and lost the weight I needed to lose and keep it off for the most part, except, you know, if I go off of it for a little bit, you know, there might be a 5-pound fluctuation. But the I try to take care of myself as best as I can. I've got, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease in 2007.
Okay.
I'm not on any medication for that. I don't, just my TSH is a little low. My T3 uptake and my 3T4 are all within normal range. And so, I haven't needed any medication so far. They said it would just make it worse. But I don't know if it, and I got sick of taking pain medicine, and finally they, I mean, I still take something now.
What do you take?
I take buprenorphine.
Okay.
And it is, so far, the only thing that has, I mean, they were giving me hydrocodone, just like crazy, and muscle relaxers, Norflex and Somas and Flexeril. I mean, and none of that helped. My mother had stopped at the health food store and bought something, but I don't know what all was in it, but what it made it worse. And it, in the process, all I know is that the last time I had a flare-up of this, I mean, I couldn't get out of the bed. It's kind of like what people will describe as restless leg syndrome.
Okay. Does it happen more at night or in the morning?
It's constant.
Nonstop.
It's constant. If I do not take the buprenorphine every day, I literally can't get out of the bed. I mean, I'd break a sweat going from the kitchen upstairs to my bedroom.
What does your diet look like?
I've cut out.
Are you off milk? Are you all completely off dairy and wheat?
I'm completely off wheat, except for those random occasions where you're, you know, in a situation you don't kind of, if you're going to eat, that's what you get.
Right.
But I have gone to a gluten-free diet as much as possible. Muscles and joint aches and pains can be a side effect.
But is this spasming that you really wanted to know about
yeah,
what to
this
do?
Yeah, is there anything? I have taken things with quinine in them. I don't know if that's how you see it.
No, there's several things you want to do. Let me just tell you what they are. With what you have going on, you want to get a blood test for vitamin D, first things first, because it causes the absorption of all the minerals. You want to keep the blood test numbers on vitamin D between 70 and 90. Get the test. Let me know what it is. And then also use magnesium iodide. Then also potassium chloride. Those two, along with vitamin D, should do the trick. This is On Call.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Quote for the day from John Cage. He says, What I can't understand is why people are so afraid of new ideas. I'm afraid of the old ones. I love it. Let's go to Joey. Hi, Joey. What's up?
How you doing?
Living well, man. How can I help?
I want to ask you a question about my wife. She had an EGD done, and they told her she had a hiatal hernia, and that her gallbladder wasn't functioning right, that she had to have it taken out, and we're not financially right to have it done yet. And what could she do from the time being until we can afford to get it taken out that she could do this?
Well, she is, I mean, obviously she's still okay. It's not an emergency situation, right?
Yes.
It's not an emergency situation, correct?
No, they're saying it's an elective surgery.
An elective,
it's not
okay.
An emergency.
Let me step in and give you my thoughts. Is a good way to put it. I would definitely, unless it's an emergency situation, unless she's got a stone that's blocking a duct, definitely not have the gallbladder taken out, without a shadow of a doubt. If you do, she'll be dealing with it for a long time. We try to tell you that having the gallbladder taken out is no big deal. The gallbladder stores, let me tell you what it does. It stores the bile. Bile is a component in the body that breaks down fats. One of the most important aspects of our diet is fat, the omega-3 fatty acids. And if we can't break down fats, utilize them, and absorb them, then we're not able to completely function well as far as our hormones, especially with females, but our hormone systems and many other aspects of the body. The gallbladder plays a key role. It just plays an absolute key role. So let's do this first. There's a flush you can do to help clean out the gallbladder. Most of the time on ultrasound, when you ultrasound a gallbladder and you take a look at it, if there's no stones in there, even if there's some stones, there's usually what we call sludge in there, where it's just almost like sediment, almost like if you drained a lake and you saw a little bit of that mud that's right underneath the water. That's about what it's like. And it just makes everything run a little bit slower. Now, a great way to clean that out, there's what we call a gallbladder, liver gallbladder flush. And it's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And you can pick that up at any bookstore or go to empoweringyourhealth.com and they have it there. But you can get this book anywhere, and it's called Empowering Your Health. It's a great book. It's got all kinds of principles. The ways you should eat after you do this cleanse is vitally important. Because it should keep her and help her potentially avoid the surgery and get the gallbladder functioning well again. Now, the one thing you do is you do this for 3 days, and you can do it multiple times, but I would wait at least 2 weeks in between the times that you do it. But the flush is real simple. And basically what you do is you juice organic apples, get you a juicer. They're not that expensive. You can get one for about $100 at Walmart. And you get regular the apples, just a big batch or bag of apples from the grocery store. Juice the apples, cut it half and half with purified water, and she'll want to drink about 15 glasses of that in one day's time. Sip on it every 15 minutes so that it doesn't affect your blood sugar, and it'll keep everything stabilized. She won't get really tired. She'll stay fairly stabilized and normal throughout the day. And then on the third day, evening, about 2 hours before bedtime, she'll drink a solution of 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil and 4 ounces of lemon juice. And what that'll do is she'll go to bed, and it'll cause cholecystokinin. It's called CCK. And it'll cause the gallbladder to start contracting, okay? Almost like you're pumping out a little, like a sponge. And it'll start pushing out the sludge and pushing out potential stones. And then she'll release that through the stool the next morning. So that's one of the best ways to actually clean out the gallbladder. It's like putting liquid Drano through the gallbladder and cleaning it out. I would do that first and foremost and see how her body responds. Now, other than that, how's her sleep? Does she sleep well?
No, she don't really sleep that well. We'll go to bed at night, and she'll wake up early in the morning, and you know, she's awake.
Mm-hmm. She hadn't rested well through the night, right?
No, she kind of tosses and turns.
All right, there's a supplement you can get. The reason she's doing that is because her acetylcholine, which is one of the brain chemicals, and I know these are big words, and it may not mean a whole lot, but just follow me on it. Basically, one of her brain chemicals is low, and that's why she's not sleeping well. If you'll have her eat 2 organic eggs, the whole eggs, cooked in coconut oil or butter each day, and then there's a supplement called lecithin. Lecithin you can get at pretty much any health food store. It's inexpensive. It doesn't cost a lot, and she can take 2,000 milligrams of that before bed. And that'll make a big difference, okay? Thanks for the call. But it's another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
Designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.